Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they buggin' when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line that'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
All righty, it's Chillin' No Chucks on the Chillin' No Chucks Show with the little furball co-host Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa. Good little kitties, good little kitties. And I had to put the heat on, but the heat isn't actually working, the heater, so I actually had to turn the stove on. This is just nuts. This is like May, and it should be warmer. It should be much warmer. I'm petting the kitty. What are you doing, Rocky? Come here. Ah, you little stinker. He's a good boy, but he's driving me. Don't, what are you doing, little stinker? Getting right to my promo, going straight to it. And this is for the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in the last year, did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this what she was told, was being told she was too.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let
can't
it rain on down.
Broken.
I'm on my
yeah.
way, you hear that sound.
Wanna rule the world, gonna run out to shit. If you ain't on my
happy to be here.
Looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the flamed up loose plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die.
One time. Yeah, it's like life back in 93, sitting in place. All up in your face, yeah. Yo, cat, so drop the beat, okay.
Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rocking Patrick Ewing kicks with the joints on the sleeve. A pair of thick specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designer suits with the Jacobs on the wrist. Below the DJ Henry band, the face patent fixed in, yeah. You know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Win a round away girl, a down shorty girl, a girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow.
Now, girl, you know that I got your back.
Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
Pleasure, my eyes get to see you. Dimple in this place, pearly whites across her face. Body straight lace, running apple bottom waist. I probably get a drink and converse. Your body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreets, I wanna love you from the start. Wanna reach new heights, the one who is possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two, rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view, cause baby, you a star in my eyes, I think I find the girl in my dreams, surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you the story about this cool outcast, they call him Caterpie, the one over the track. He's a down cool brother, he count his number, and he's just getting started, getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for a dude to be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around, cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack, cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact, and that's word.
Looking for all of the time. You are that girl I've been looking for all of the time.
Alrighty, and Shelly on Chucks here, back again, and here once again, my Furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty's only, and she's being actually very good, and little Rocky Balboa. Now, what you people don't see out there is on radio, you don't see what goes behind the scenes, but up here in Maine, it's actually still cold. So with the heat, it's been shut off, and I can't light the pilot, so I have to put the stove on. And the little guy's, like, looking at the stove, and I'm trying to shoo him away because I have the door open to the stove, and I'm like, you do not want to go in there. Well, looks like I do have a caller. Maybe I know who this could be. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Oh,
it's
caller,
me.
You're on the air.
Eric Lee.
Hi, Eric. How you doing?
Good. You got to come to California. You won't be so cold. It's about 70 right now.
Oh, you're such a tease. I am so cold right now. I had to put the stove back on. It was just like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm sitting here freezing, and it's May.
wrap around with yourself with an electric blanket.
Well, I have two cats, so once I get all, you know, I'm kind of like warm now because I do have the stove on, so it's nice and warm. And once I'm done with the show, go to bed, the cats will be right there. I'm like a book between two bookends.
Okay, good.
So,
all right.
How you doing today?
Good. Just got back from PA. Facebook, and then I'm doing pretty good. I did a lot of stuff, but I'm here in a place called Agora with my good friend Jim Moore, and Joyson is having a conversation with him right now.
Oh, Joyson's there?
Yeah, Joyson Lou, yeah.
Oh, you gonna tell her I say hi?
Yeah, okay. But I'm I'm in right here in one areas, not so much noise, so it's good.
Oh, good.
Because,
I know you're busy. I just want to say thank you for calling in.
Okay. So anyway, it's all good. It's a nice. I did 5 seminars when I was in East Coast. I just got back 1 o'clock last night.
Oh my gosh. That's like
okay,
4 o'clock here.
What? What is it?
If it's 1 o'clock in California, it's like 4 o'clock here.
Yeah, right now it's about a little bit past 6 o'clock. You guys
yeah,
are 3
like
hours away, 3 hours different. There's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 hours difference, and you guys are much warmer.
Well, I'm used to, you know, I'm used to travel. It's no big deal. Like my friend Stanley Clark, he's one of the best bass players in the world. He's 64 years old, and he traveled, 65, and then he just finished 100 concerts. My other friend, Rodney Franklin, he traveled with Stevie Wonder for a long time. He did 40 countries. No
oh, wow.
Deal. What you can get used to it. Just like everything
yeah.
else, it becomes second nature when you do a lot, you know, like me and my seminar and traveling. It's not a big deal. It's become second nature. It's just like conversation. Anyway, how are you doing today? How's everybody listening?
Yeah, I think everybody's chilling. Just, you know, it's the middle of the week, and I know people probably can't wait till Friday.
I don't know. Every day is Friday for me.
Yeah. That's true.
Pretty much.
So, how many seminars do you do a year?
I don't do that much now. I used to do a lot when I was younger and then I traveled, but I kind of take it off. I'm doing a lot of things right now. And as we speak, on the my friend 29, my friend John Giovanni is going to sing. He sings like Sinatra. And then 30th, there's May 30th, and there's going to be a car show, old car. And then 31st, I'm having a screening of the rose singing I taped, and then documentary picture I did, and then so we got a lot of stuff going, and also a whole lot of stuff going. I got five different projects going at the same time. That's me.
You do a lot of.
I'm used to doing.
You do a lot. Yeah, a lot of multitasking.
I think everybody can do it, and they are committed to the job. And then I think everybody should have a life before they have a job, if you can do it. And don't sound like I'm not the only one. Everybody can do it. It's just the choice they make. Sometimes we make the wrong choice right from the beginning, so we committed to it, and then we're stuck with it too. It happens, and it happened to a lot of people. Unfortunately, it happened to a lot of my friends and everything. I think everything, we have to make ourselves free, get yourself out of the way, and then this, because I think the mind is like a garden. If we have weak in it, you have to put them out, and that's coming from a subconscious level. Sidetrack for everybody to listen to, but we all should live in the moment, don't we?
Yeah. That's definitely
anyway,
true.
I'm glad I went, and then I'm glad I'm back. Yes. So every day is good day. It's not like vacation. It's like this all the time.
Oh, man. I wish I was out in California right now.
Well, it's not that. And Maine is good. Pittsburgh was good. Sometimes, you know, life is always under construction. We just have to have a lot of coping skill to deal with it. And then that's, so I read a lot and I really close my mind of some of the misunderstanding things when I was younger. As I got older, I studied more why people have certain habits and why people get stuck, why people are not stuck. So we got to learn. We are capable of doing it and free ourselves from you know, trapped in the machine of the world or the system. And unless we know how to work the system, otherwise the system is going to beat you up. We become the prisoner of the system, don't we?
Yeah. I try to talk about that, but I think it's just that it's like embedded in our minds and society. You know, that's why I like having people that have life experience so that you speak of it, people can understand you more because of your experiences. You know that you have more life experience than I do. So I always think it's great
sometimes,
for someone like yourself coming on my show.
I think everybody is a set of books, and I think we can learn something from everybody. And all we got to do is just ask, and then we'll be there. And then everybody is one person is a contractor, the other one is a computer nerd, and the other one is a musician. They all have different gifts, you know, and they spend years, and then not one person has it all. So I think in martial arts, we call it beginner's mind, and everybody has different knowledge, and we can learn from it, and that's how we grow. And we're not growing, we're dying. Are we neutral, and we're stuck, you know? So this 21st century, I think everybody should be open and learn and travel and explore and share and all these good things. We're doing a lot of stuff. I've been traveling to Southeast Asia. And August 15, we'll be roasting El Costco in L.A., Chinatown. There should be about 1,000 people. And then, it's just, we did it for him because we want, because he inspired, well, at least me, and inspired many others other than me when I was younger. He was 20s when he started teaching, and I was younger than that. And then, however, this thing I can do for him. We try to honor him because, you know, he was my inspiration and many others as well. So we want to do that for him. And he's in the 70s now. So he's about 75. So, and then the in Orient, the martial art teacher, when they get older, they got a lot of, just like grandfather, like, you know, like to see the grandkids growing up, and then he's the root, we are the branch. The older one is the root, we are the branch, and the leaf, and the trees.
Hmm.
So we carry that legacy from thousands of years, and that's how we involve with many things, the cycle of life, in martial arts especially, just like a system. The grandparent would be like grandmaster, and then you got the founder, and then your father would be your teacher, your mom would be your we call in Chinese called Simo, meaning the mother, the instructor's mother, master's mother, and then Xiheng is like the older, the person who studied longer than you are, they would be the older brother of the school, not by age, but by the school age. And then you got the Simui, meaning youngest school sister. So according to how long they study the art, and that's how the tradition and respect come down to it. Sifu meaning master or expert. So actually, in reality, everybody is Sifu. If you're a contractor, you're Sifu. If you're teaching music, and you're good, better than somebody else, and you share that, if the person studied with him, he would be the Sifu of music. So if the chef, he can cook, and then he is the Sifu, we call him Sifu. And so not meaning master, and that's why, but over here, and it's different because Americans are different because everything is fast, and in a couple hundred years, and they developed to be top country in the world. And some other country that's a lot older than American, for thousands of years, they maintain the same because the tradition and the held back, and they won't change. And see, American, they change, and yet a lot of country is follow this system. They change, and so that's why they grow faster. Metropolitan country. So there are a lot of country, older country, like India, and a lot of country. And nothing, there's nothing wrong with the maintain the purity of the tradition, just like classical ballet, and you got modern jazz. So just like music, you got jazz music. And you got the old classical music, you know. It's on the same, it's like historian, it's history. I'm kind of eclectic. I know the old, you know, I started 50 some years ago training, and that's the old teacher, and then now you got mixed martial art MMA, and you got so the bottom line is, no matter what system you do, like I talk to a lot of people, and then I say, let's not talk about fighting, because when it comes to fighting, nobody wants to be number two. Everybody wants to be number one. Let's bypass that. How are we going to grow happier and more spiritual and more enlightened in our life, you know, healthier and more important than just the fighting? Originally, that's the winner. The true winner is not to fight. Only people who fight, who have to fight, is they because we learn some skill, and then we think we're pretty cool, and then we can beat people up. We don't do that, and that's the beginner's mind. That's the beginner, and actually, the true high level is love and respect.
Hmm.
In the old school, like in China, the young one will serve the oldest one first. Let's say we're in a restaurant or a banquet or something. They will serve themselves the last because they're the youngest one. But unless they are taught and have that understanding, they are like that, you know. For me, I went to China many times, and when I was in Shaolin Temple, they have 50,000 kids at training at the same time.
Wow.
And this younger people, they start training at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they train like 8 hours and 8 hours of academics, and they respect the older people because they can teach them something. So a lot of times that, unfortunately, this kind of tradition is fading away, and then 20s and younger, they think they know everything, but it's not true. But we can learn something from everybody.
Yeah,
actually, anybody with knowledge you can learn from. Just get yourself out of the way, get our ego out of the way. You can learn something, forget about what you know, because really, truly, knowledge starts with what you know going to what you don't know, and then you understand more, and then you grow from there, and then you be more understanding, you know, how it is. So the true respect is you cannot demand respect. You have to respect other people, and then the people like you, and then you respect. I call this, I always believe, a clenched fist cannot shake hands. I pay for you our lunch first or dinner first, and then we can become friends. That's more important than the other things. But unfortunately, enough is not in most people's dictionary. What can you do for me? That's unfortunately like that. So I seen them all left and right, and they are giver and taker. The people only give, and there's only people take. And a lot of people are balanced between give and take. They don't take from the same person. They can research, and maybe they come out with a different thing. You come from maybe a book, maybe your dream, maybe self-realization. But if we are full of, we think we know everything. Actually, in reality, when we do that, we don't know that much. I'm not saying that I know that much. I know a very little bit. And then this is a theory. You have to be open-minded in order to learn. Originally like that. And unfortunately, this kind of a theory is not existing in most people, because most people are playing the radio station called WIT-FM. What's in it for me? That's what they mean. Unfortunately. So if you are a giver, you might want to have your close friend as a giver to you, because we give to him, he gives to you, so we even. We're good. But if you only give to the taker, then pretty soon you have nothing else to give. You only take the wind out of you. You take everything out of you. So that's why sharing is important.
Yeah, I think that's so too. I think I agree with that.
I don't know everything. That's why I always ask questions.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, what you always say, that's just like your life experience. And, you know, it seems like you had a life filled along with martial arts and, you know, teaching. Is there, I mean, you've done so much, like so many things. Is there anything that you haven't done that you would want to do?
A lot of things I haven't done. Too much I haven't done. I
really?
Think everybody can do this, except they don't know they can do this. And they say they can't do this, they won't do it, and therefore they can't. So you just have to, well, I have a big vision, and I like to do a lot of things, and then it doesn't scare me, and it doesn't intimidate, because I just, you know, like to do it, that's all. And then with other people help, and we cannot do everything by ourselves. We need to have a team effort, so everybody benefits from it, you know. And if you just think you can do it alone, you can't. You need a team of people. Lay everything on the table. Okay, you do this part, I do this part, you do this part, she does this part. And then it's like you have to have a plan of action. And you have to have a backup action in case plan one doesn't work. Okay, what's plan B? Plan C. But the thing about it is, my theory is I don't feel that it's necessary to have results. because at least you're doing it, and then result is gonna. If you do the right thing, the right thing will come to you. If you do the wrong thing, you're gonna learn from it anyway. So either way, you win. Everybody win. So as we speak right now, somebody is doing a cartoon book. As we speak now, there are people editing the documentary, and the other one is doing the artwork. So, but I cannot do what they do because they're good at it. And then, so you just let them do what they do, and then you need a team of people. Like you have a organized plan, and then you have meetings and you get together with people and work it out. You know, so we can learn from each other. And everybody think, most people think they can do everything solo. It's not true. Because even give and take 100 years on this lifetime, we don't know that much. Because look at the history for thousands of years. A dinosaur was here 65 million years ago. Now we're doing the movie for dinosaurs. It's called Jurassic Park or something, a dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot more. You know, I don't know too much about other constellation, other space, which I'm greatly interested in. I'm interested in improving the mind, and also in interested in quantum physics. There are a lot of interests. Everything is the mind. Who said you cannot learn it? And everything is in is. You know, I mean, it's there. If you want to learn a language, all you got to do is go to Google and then it teaches you. And if you want to learn Spanish, Chinese, or Italian, they're there. Now it's easier than ever. But because we have so much technology, we can do a lot of research, we can learn a lot from it, you know. So we're lucky. We're all fortunate and living at this time. If we are born in 1600, 1800, when you ask, excuse me, do you have a cell phone? I say, what is that? There's no such thing as cell phone. They were riding horses and donkeys.
Yeah, that's true. But I think people want to ride a donkey anyway.
But
now,
you know,
I'm
100 years from now, you know, which is possible when we talk, they think you're crazy. Everything is mental telepathy, you know, and communicate with a gadget or talk with a mind. Everything can happen. Look at the last 100 years. We really, really, technology really changed. And we are living the most exciting things, time of the era right now, because we have the technology. And we also know we can study the history and the past human being where they were doing, what kind of life they were having compared to now. So because in reality, before the seed, the flower, beautiful flower tomorrow is the seed and thought of today. In reality, tomorrow will become today. Today will become yesterday. 100 years from now is 100 years ago. So where are we? We just right now. We're here now.
That's all we can really say, right?
Yeah, we just do what we do. And then I think it's kind of like, we are so lucky, so fortunate. We are full of information is everywhere. All you got to do is keep yourself open and study, and then we can go from it. Little every day we learn a little bit.
I'm kind of not
a really sentimental person, but I know how this thing works, how a mind, because I'm always interested in the mind. I've been doing martial arts a long time, 9-degree black belts, but 99.9% of the time, I don't think of myself as a martial artist. I'm just a human being and aware of what I don't know. And so I can learn from what I don't know. So that, and so what I like will become a data or go into a subconsciousness. And so we know something, but we don't know much. Well, at least I can speak it that way.
Well, I mean, at least you can share your experiences with us, you know, your own thoughts.
Whoever listening out there, this is only my experience, and then you don't have to believe the thing I say, because it's only my experience. I have no control over anybody's life, and I'm not about to. I have nothing to do with that. And I can learn from everybody, actually.
Mm-hmm. Which, I think that's pretty good,
so,
to think
I'm
like gonna that.
I'm going to go back to my company, and then I'm going to say goodbye to here, because I just came into this restaurant about before I got on the air, so I have to keep them company.
Okay. Thank you so much, Eric, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay. We'll talk later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good dinner. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. That was so awesome. Eric Lee calling in. And I want to see what I'm, let's see, what I want to play right now, some music. And that was the owner of the Dragon Network that I've been telling everybody about. And I will be doing a show launching from his network, the Dragon Network. And getting back to playing music here, what I do is what people don't know on the radio is I actually, as I'm playing people's music, I tag someone on my page as I'm playing it. So let me just tag Rick Didham from New Zealand, and I'm just typing this on my, it's always a pleasure to speak with Eric Lee, really, really a great pleasure and a great honor. So I'm just trying to get this set up here, but yeah, I just love talking with Eric. He's just really to earth. He has so much knowledge. And he's a well-rounded human being. Very, very passionate. Playing, let's see. Oh, gosh, what is the song called? Oh, Shine On Me. Shine On Me. All the way from New Zealand. Okay. Okay, and they got tag Rick and his group, Ancient Sage. Did I write that right? Ancient Sage. Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is play some songs. I'll be tagging the people, the artists on my page. His Shine On Me, the Ancient Sage, and Rick Didham, who was actually a guest on my show. He's the lead singer. I'll play that, and I'll be back.
Shine on me. I saw you, baby.
call you baby, standing under some natural light, yeah. It was only coming from the window, but it made you look like an angel. I fell in love with you.
Next is Inspiration by Film Brother Jay Giannone. He's out there in Hollywood doing his thing, and this is his song Inspiration, and I'll be back.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. Obsessive compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Alrighty, and the last song coming up in just a few minutes, I just want to thank Eric Lee for calling in, and thank you for the love and support of my show, and all to my guests, my listeners, supporters. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. So I'm going to actually end the show tonight with former Menudo member from that boy band Menudo back from the 80s. It's actually Angelo Garcia and his song Delusions of Grandeur, and this song is actually for people that are dreamers. And it's, you know, goes out to the people who believe that these dreamers can't do what they're doing, and the dreamers are actually proving people wrong. So this is called Delusions of Grandeur of the former member of Menudo, the boy band back in the 80s, is Angelo Garcia. And everyone, have a good night.